Sean Krauser here from the Community Food and Friends Night, St. Michael's Anglican Church. Every Monday evening you do this, and I understand recently you hit a big milestone.
We have passed 10,000 diners served since we began in February 2013, and it's a huge milestone because it's really showing that we're meeting a community need.
I understand it's really morphed into just a whole community gathering.
Well, the initial reason for doing Community and Food and Friends Nights was food security, but we wanted to make sure that there was no stigma attached to it, and so we opened up the dinner for everyone. And in doing so, we found that we're actually meeting a variety of needs. You get a large number of people that are there for social needs. They're either lonely or seniors not wanting to eat dinner again by themselves. We also see families, a variety of sizes. We have youth workers in town who are perhaps staying at the hostel. So a wide variety of needs are being met.
I understand you hit another milestone this past Monday, a record number of attendees.
Yeah, we had 163 people enjoying chicken, asparagus, and mushroom crepes with homemade soup, broccoli salad, cheese, veggies, and pickles, and a wide variety of desserts.
Who makes all this food?
We've got a team of chefs headed by Carol Picard. They do a fantastic job of pulling together a lot of food. It's always interesting. It's always delicious. And then the desserts are all donated by the volunteers that are there for that evening. And we have a wide variety of volunteer organizations that take turns providing volunteers.
What time does it run?
It runs from 5 to 7 every Monday night at St. Michael's Anglican Church. There's no cost. There is a donation basket if you'd like to make a donation, but there's certainly no requirement that you do so.
Community Food and Friends Night every single Monday. Sean Krauser, thanks so much.
Thanks very much, Rob.